Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now, the Veteran Service Officer for Houghton County, Joe Battisfor. Also joining me is Gene LaRochelle. He is the chairman of the board that oversees the Houghton County Veterans Office. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we have some important things coming up, specifically in August during the primary election that has to do with some funding for our local Veterans Service Office. And these gentlemen are here to kind of tell us a little bit about that, also give us an overview at what services their office provides as well. So, Gene, let me go ahead and throw it to you first, since you're on top of this millage that is being proposed. And can you kind of give us a breakdown of what we're asking?
We're asking the voters of Houghton County to support the Veterans Service Office with a one-tenth of a mill, which has been going on for the last 10 years. But we were asking for a slight increase in that millage approval on the 7th of August. Very quickly, one-tenth of a mill has been costing the average taxpayer in Houghton County about $5 a year. And that has raised about $85,000 for the operation of the office. Because of increased activities and some other activities that the office is embarked upon, we're asking for additional five-hundredths of a mill, which will bring the average taxpayer in Houghton County's assessment for this office to about $7.50 a year. And this vote is coming up on the 7th of August, and it's an important millage because it finances the operation of this office.
Would the millage renewal be up without even the increase? I mean, would this something be on the ballot no matter what?
It would be, yes. Thank you. It would be on, it was approved initially 10 years ago, and it was done for a period of 10 years, and it would be up for renewal regardless.
Okay, but voters have one choice. They can either vote in favor of the funding with the increase or vote against it.
Correct.
All right, so that's important to understand. If you do vote against this, you're voting against the funding altogether, the whole package that will go to the Veterans Affairs Office locally.
Correct.
Okay. What does the money get used for?
The money is used for the operation of the office. We pay rental space at the Houghton County Memorial Airport. We operate the bus service for the disabled American van that runs between our area and Iron Mountain on a pretty much daily basis. And we have a person in the office, a business manager, Mr. Drew Crouch, who sets up that schedule both for the drivers, who are all volunteers, and for the veterans who need transportation to Iron Mountain. And that is a significant amount of traffic. A little aside to that, bus responsibility or disabled American van responsibility, we transport about 500 veterans a year to Iron Mountain, and that bus usually travels between 45,000 and 50,000 miles a year. In addition to that, it's housed at the airport. In addition to that responsibility, our veteran service officer, who has pretty much gone from a part-time job to almost more than a full-time job of 40 hours or more, that salary is paid for with this millage. And we also run a county trust fund, which supports the needs of some of our veterans who have, for one reason or another, come upon hard times. There is a state trust fund, which we are also the administrators of, but that decision-making for allocation of those monies is now fully in the hands of the state. We can only make recommendations, yes or no. And that is pretty much the overview of what we do.
All right. Before I put Joe on the spot to talk a little bit more about what the Veterans Affairs Office provides, if the .1 mil has been enough for funding over the last 10 years, why do you need an increase?
First of all, because the traffic, we have about 3,000 veterans in Houghton County, which is almost 10% of our population. What we are discovering as time has gone on in the life of this office is that veterans of all ages, from World War II to the present, are becoming more and more aware of the benefits that are due them as veterans, and also the benefits that are due spouses and children. And it's a complicated process. And we, our office, have seen almost 20% increase in the last year of veterans coming to our office, or surviving spouses or dependent children coming to our office for support, that is, requesting the benefits that are due them. And in addition to that, there's one other aspect. The Disabled American van has been housed at the airport, but the airport simply doesn't have the room to house that van anymore. And we have decided to build a garage for that van at the airport. And that van garage is costing our Veterans Affairs Office about $85,000, which we're all doing with funds from that 1/10 of a mil. But the increased traffic of veterans in the office, the requirement of maintaining a garage for that van, has put increased demands upon our office. And so we're asking for the 0.15 mils.
Why is it the job of Houghton County residents to be able to fund this office? When I think of the VA, I think of the national VA that would be federal funded. Why do we have to support this local office through the county?
Well, the bottom line is because the state says so. There is a state law, actually. We just started to comply with it 10 years ago, but there is a state law that requires counties to have a veteran service office. The state also requires that the county finance, at the county level, that veteran service office. And what you're seeing is throughout the Upper Peninsula, county veteran service offices becoming much more active, and the state has come on board. Michigan has lagged the nation in its support of veterans, and the state really is trying to correct that. They're doing it with support of a computer network that perhaps Veteran Service Officer Battisfor will give you a little glimpse of. And they're also doing it with various personnel that have been hired by the state to assist the county offices.
Joe, as the Veteran Services Officer, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's important for people, for the taxpayers in Houghton County, to realize that their tax dollars are actually an investment into our county, not just for veterans, but for the entire county. In 2016, the VA expended over $22 million on the veterans of Houghton County alone. $11 million of that, so half of that, was paid directly to the veterans residing in Houghton County. So presumably that's money spent in Houghton County. It's spent at our local businesses, paying taxes and so forth. So it's really for the money that we pay in, we're not only just doing the right thing by complying with the law, by taking care of our veterans, but we're also actually helping the entire county.
Hmm. Well, what services are offered through the office?
Some of them, we do a lot of services. We help veterans overall navigate the many programs available to them, and there's a lot. But the most common things that we help veterans do is apply for compensation for service-connected injuries. We help them apply for veterans' health care through the Veterans Health Administration, for death benefits, burial benefits, as Gene alluded to, emergency funding requests for records, just about anything. It's there's so much out there. So a lot of times I'll have veterans come in and just ask me, what am I eligible for? And being that I'm trained as a veteran service officer, I can give them, I can look at somebody's record and determine what they may or may not be eligible for.
Gene mentioned that Michigan as a state was lagging behind on, I guess, matching services with the veterans. You're at ground zero with that. Do you see that, and do you understand why?
What I see at ground zero is I started about a year ago, so I can't speak much to what was going on before that point, but I have seen a marked increase since I started a year ago of the number of veterans coming to our office. We typically have appointments with over 70 veterans a month. We typically file over 35 to 40 claims a month out of our office for either health benefits or for compensation or pension. And I've just seen a large increase.
I've been covering this area for about 7 years now, and I remember a few years ago, this being one of the issues that Houghton County did not have its very own veteran service officer, because there was one, I guess, for a wider area, but then you had to kind of be ready when that individual is going to be in town and schedule time for that. And if you had questions or wanted to meet with him, you would have to kind of wait until the next time that person came around. And it was a concern that was voiced quite often.
Well, it's actually a bigger concern right now because of funding shortfalls. Those other veteran service officers that you're talking about are typically from other major veteran service organizations, such as the VFW, the American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, and almost all those agencies have pulled back their service officers that traveled here. Unfortunately, the VFW service officer who used to be here at least once a week is now here once a month. So it's another reason for the increase that we've seen in our office.
Where is your office?
Our office is located inside the main terminal of the Houghton County Airport.
Are there certain qualifications other than just being a veteran or that you need to have in order to come to your office and begin to ask those questions?
Not really. I mean, part of the problem is there are so many programs available to veterans that they really don't know. And it's hard for me to even discuss with someone over the phone or what they're available to until I see them. I look through their file, and oftentimes they may need to request their discharge papers so we can see what they're eligible for through our office. So I would say if anyone has ever served, if they're dependent of somebody that's ever served, that they should come in and see what they're available.
I know a lot of times people just simply become fearful of having to go through any kind of process, go through any kind of red tape. And my family's recent experience was through a casualty assistance officer through the Army. And as tough of a time as it was to go through that, we found that there was a lot of assistance there. It was really helpful. We had people that came to our house, of course, this being a special situation, but walked us through everything and really took the load off of having to worry about paperwork and things, and that was so helpful. Somebody came to the house and, you know, said, okay, here's everything. It's already been filled out, and they show us, and then just have a sign and okay it rather than just dumping a bunch of paperwork off. And I mentioned that the same type of care is being offered to people come and see you at your office.
And that's exactly the point. I'm here to help people navigate those programs. Anyone can fill out a piece of paper, but I shepherd people through that process, help them to make the best possible claims, to turn in things so that we get the best possible outcomes for their benefits.
The worst kind of advice that we seem to give, we do it here as well at the station, is go to this website and all your questions will be answered. Well, for one, a lot of people, especially if they're older veterans, they don't have experience using computers and going on websites. And, you know, most websites aren't as helpful as they advertise either. You go there and what does it want you to do? It wants you to click and download a form and you're right back to square one. And, you know, having, you know, again, that personal interaction that you're offering there, it's got to be essential for, you know, getting past that.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you agree.
A footnote to this, one of the reasons we have seen a very significant increase in traffic in the office is because of Joe personally. I mean, he has the ability, veteran on veteran, or to talk to people and get the job done. He has a quality about him, and the word has gotten out. Joe can help him.
Gene, I have to say, I kind of have some empathy for any organization that this particular year is asking for a millage or a millage increase, or whether it's the school system that they're looking for a bond proposal, because of, you know, how what this area has been through the last, you know, month or so.
Yes.
You know, people have been donating a lot of money, and they're also looking at some major millage questions with the Houghton County Jail and of course, the school system here recently in Houghton had a bond proposal. Mm-hmm. Hancock is seeking a sinking fund. So there's a lot of asks going on. Yeah. Where would you put this proposal in with everything else that's been going on as far as prioritizing it?
Well, I have to confess, I'm going to give you a very prejudiced answer. I think the country owes the veteran this service. And because the state has mandated this, we, I believe, should do this at the county level, because veterans feel comfortable at this level, especially with a service officer that they feel can get the job done. And the alternative, as we touched on before, if the funding doesn't go through the office, and we have 3,000 veterans, and as Joe indicated, there's about $22,500,000 a year coming into Houghton County from the federal VA for benefits of all kinds, that is going to get caught in the federal machinery, and you don't know where it's going to go. The function of the County Veterans Service Office is hard to overemphasize for the veteran and their survivors. Hmm.
Joe, if there was no funding and we couldn't, you know, the county couldn't pay you to do this job, what would happen to these services and to the veterans that had come to your office?
Veterans would have to rely on the traveling service officers from the different veteran service organizations. And as I stated, really they're talking about one day a month for the VFW, and there's, I don't even know the other services. I think the closest they come is Barriga. So it would be it would cause a hardship for veterans. And part of the issue in applying for benefits is doing it right the first time. A lot of people have heard horror stories about processing times through the VA. If a veteran takes his case into his own hands, his or her own hands, and doesn't fill something out properly, it can cause an effect lasting years for that veteran's claim. So it's so important to do things right the first time, to have someone who's been trained to fill that paperwork out, to help someone and guide them through the process to avoid those problems.
As a comment to this, Joe has indicated he's been with us a year, but he's been to, I think, three different service schools. He's drawing upon a lengthy military career of his own. To get an effective service officer in place to help veterans is really a long learning process. And I feel very fortunate to have someone like Joe who's willing to go to the schools to keep up to speed and drawing upon his own military career to provide the services he provides.
This conversation has given me a few questions to ask the many politicians that sit in this, those same seats that you gentlemen are, and tell me how much that, you know, the veterans mean to them. But it kind of upsets me a little bit that it's been mandated that counties and, you know, come up with the money for these services when these guys tell me that they, you know, veterans are the top of their list. They want to make sure that they're cared for. And then they, you know, to hear that, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, we do, you know, it's just that we care about the veterans. You just guys got to pay for your own services. So it's a, I have some questions I'll need to ask, you know, these men and women that come in here and they're running for these offices about that.
A couple of other services I might touch on that the office engages in. Number one, we have a line item in our budget to assist local communities with monument construction or reconstruction. In a lot of cases, World War II monuments are beginning to show their age. And we have funded several projects to help communities reestablish, refurbish their World War II honor roll monuments. We also spend about $2,500 a year on flags, and veterans' graves on Memorial Day to be placed on their grave sites. And we, over the course of the last several years, I think we've purchased about 18,000 flags. And this, as you go to cemeteries now on Memorial Day and you see flags on veterans' graves, this really is a rather flags all over the cemetery, not just in specific veterans' plots. This is a current development because the office purchases those flags. So we've also helped develop veterans' cemeteries at Lakeview Cemetery and also the cemetery at South Range.
Do you do any other kind of fundraising or accept donations outside of having this millage?
We do not. There at one time, I believe, was a contribution cup on the van that takes veterans to Iron Mountain, but that's been done away with. And the bottom line is there are no fundraisers. There are no contribution programs of any type. The money paid for by the taxpayer of Houghton County is our sole source of funding.
Okay.
By the way, one other point. The members of the board that oversees the office are unpaid. They're all volunteers.
Oh.
No member of the board is paid.
Who runs this? You're talking about the board. What's the makeup of that?
They're all veterans. They're all appointed by the County Board of Commissioners. Ultimately, we have complete jurisdiction within our area of responsibility, that is, the operation of the Veterans Office, but we are ultimately responsible to the County Board of Commissioners, and they have appointed five members to the board. Myself, Hank Ilenich, Rob Janot, Joe Snow, Chris Bates,
Joe Finch,
and Joe Finch, who is also a member of our board because we have a service contract with Keweenaw County, and we provide them services, and they have a member from Keweenaw County who is on our board and a participating member. He cannot vote on financial matters when it involves expenditure of county funds, but all other matters, personnel matters, he is a voting member.
So this proposal is being put before in front of voters in Houghton County. Because this show does reach Keweenaw County and Berrigan County, do they participate in these services or do they have their own Veterans Services Office?
Keweenaw County has a service contract with us,
yep.
And those veterans come to our office. And the compensation Keweenaw County pays to Houghton County is based upon the number of veterans they send to our office. We do not have a similar contract with Berrigan County. They have their own Veterans Service Office and officer.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had that understood. So August 7th is the date that this is going to be up for a vote. They've been operating, the Veterans Service Office has been operating on a 0.1 mil for the last 10 years. That would be up for renewal anyways, but they need an increase in funding, so they're asking for 0.15 mils total. And so if you were paying $5 a year over the last 10 years, that would go up. You said $7.50. So, if you're looking at a tax increase to keep this thing funded, you're looking at $2.50, which I think is about the price of a coffee if you go down to the coffee shops in downtown Houghton, and that's per year.
Yes.
So, okay. And how much money would that raise?
It raises 0.15 mils, raises about $135,000. However, because of certain capturing of funds by school districts, downtown development authorities, and others. Actually, about the first $8,000 of that goes to those organizations, and we end up with roughly about $126,000, $127,000 if the taxpayer approves this millage increase.
Okay. If people want to find out more about this or about their organization or Joe, they want to be able to come up and talk to you, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
The best way is to call our office. The number is 906-482-0102. And we're open Mondays from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. and Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Okay, and Gene, is this information about the millage anywhere?
The letter that you have in front of you has been sent out to all service organizations in the county.
Right.
So, and we've asked them to disseminate this information to their members.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program and telling us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.